Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Glad to have you guys back. Glad for me to be back. I was off a couple weeks. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a couple of minutes, but you can give you my contact information. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Yeah, I know I'm still working with the lighting. I'm no good at it. But as long as you can see me, and those folks who are listening and watching on Skype, we're on Skype tonight as well. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Also, you can contact me on Facebook. It's The Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's RealRKelly1. Glad to have you guys back. Welcome, everybody. Glad to be here. You know, I took a couple of weeks off. And, and I'm going to tell you, thanks to my boy Albert who who called me a couple weeks ago, a week before last. I just decided, I didn't want to be on the radio no more. I was kind of down about it, and I'd been on the radio for a long time, and I expected to be nationally syndicated and all that stuff by now, and it hasn't happened yet. And I just was in flux whether I wanted to stay on radio or not. So what happened was, I just didn't go on radio 2 weeks ago. And I asked God to send me a breakthrough. Shout out to my folks at Christ Church. I'll tell you about that in a couple minutes. But I asked God to show me a breakthrough, and He did. The show's ratings are up. I looked on the computer. The show's ratings are up, and the show is actually making money now through the website. So I'm happy about that. So you know what? I said, okay, God, that's my breakthrough. I'm gonna come back and do this radio show. And which I love to welcome everybody. Thank you so much. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Thursday. The monsoon is coming. The monsoon, the nor'easter, as they say, is coming. It'll be here tomorrow. It's going to be high 60 mile an hour winds and rain all over the place. So everybody batten down your hatches and get ready for what's going to be an interesting weather situation here in the Northeast New Jersey area. Once again, I can't thank you guys so much for joining me. Thank you to my syndicators at AMFM Broadcasting Network who are saying there's 75,000 people who listen to The Ron Kelly Show besides all of you who listen, because there's several different ways you can listen to The Ron Kelly Show. You can hear me on Spreaker, you can hear me on Spreaker.com, and so many other different ways that people are watching and listening to The Ron Kelly Show. So I just want to thank everybody who puts up with my nonsense and my planting bad seeds that some people like to say I do. I'm negative. I've been accused of being so many things. I'm negative. I plant bad seeds. I'm this. I'm that. I'm the other. Let me start with this. The truth is the truth. And there's some hard truths about us black folk. There's some hard truth that we just are not willing to accept. There's some things we just not willing to accept, ladies and gentlemen. Black folks out there, white folks. A lot of white people listen to the show, by the way. A lot of white folks, according to the demographics, listen to the Ron Kelly Show. So I want to thank the white folks too who listen. This is not white and black, and this is a racial show, and I'm not perpetuating race or anything like that on here. But race is a part of America. It's something that we have to accept. So there are some hard truths about life in America and some of the things that we perpetuate in the black community. There's some things that we have to accept because, it seems like nobody wants to talk about the facts of what's going on in the black community. And people have accused me of, how can I anti-black and all this stuff? How can I be anti? You should see some of the emails I get from people. TheRonKellyShow@gmail.com. And some other ways, forms of communication where people reach out to me. And, you know, and I'm like, wow, folks are like really, really. And if you can't hear me, if anybody's listening to any one of the people who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show on the radio, if you can't hear me, because we had an issue last week where nobody could hear me here on the Ron Kelly Show. So if anybody on Facebook or whatever is listening to the program, or anybody out there who's listening to the Ron Kelly Show, please let me know if you can hear the program, because there was an issue. There was an issue last week where I did a whole show and nobody heard it. to make me even more depressed, right? I did a whole show, a pretty good show, I like to think that I did, and nobody listened to it. So I'm like, you know, wow, okay. What does this mean? Anyway, it's great to have you guys here. It's March 1st already, 2017. You know, this is a short month, right? And, you know, it seems like the first came right. It seems like the first is like 3 days early, because yesterday was the 28th. So you got to figure if it was a 31-day month, you would have had three extra days, right? But see, it was the first right back around so fast. So now it's the first. So now we have to go through it all over again, because we had a short month this week, and it was Black History Month too. And Black History Month kind of went through without us. You know, I didn't see much. You know, I'm a news kind of junkie, and I thank you my boy Albert, better known as DJ Tiny. I'll tell you a little bit more about him and later on in the program. Thank you everyone who's listening to the show. What's good, my dude Bunny? We'll talk about him. That's my man's in him right there. That's my man. And I'll talk about him in a few minutes, because I got so much to talk about, because I got 2 weeks of nonsense that I have stored up for everybody. So welcome, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Glad to have you guys here. I hope you thank you all for partaking of the Ron Kelly nonsensical program. And all right, let me get back to Black History Month. Let me start with this. So, yeah, so Black History Month kind of went in, came and went. And, I didn't see too much talk about Black History Month last month. I mean, yeah, you had a few local dashikis. You know, people got those dashikis out the closet. Let me dust that dashiki off and put it on for Black History Month so I can make a photo op, you know. And I saw a lot of that as well. And, you know, Black History just doesn't seem to mean as much as it did at some point, Black History Month. And why are we celebrating? We go back to the old question we've been asking for years. Why is Black History Month in February? Why is it the shortest month of the year? Why? Why do we only celebrate Black History Month in February? Because Black History goes on all year round. Why? And these are the same questions we ask ourselves year after year after year after year after year when Black History Month comes around. And, you know, and I know the people are going to like want to lynch me. Maybe I shouldn't use the word lynch, but other people are probably going to want to hang the brother for saying that, you know, it's just not really, you know, I don't see why we have to pick a month to celebrate. And all the corporate bigwigs, you know, the NFL and some the Pizza Hut and some of these other people are posting clips of the great Dr. Martin Luther King only in the month of February. You know, the great, the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a threat, as I've said before in the past. Dr. King was a threat. That's why they assassinated him, because he was a threat. He was a threat to the status quo. And so we see, you know, mention of Dr. King, and, you know, they play the speech, the march on one of the greatest speeches in history, the March on Washington, offered by Dr. King himself. And, you know, and so every year for these 28 days, we so-called celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's, Black History Month, which I think is absurd. Did we take a month to celebrate Black History. Black History is going on all year round, ladies and gentlemen. All year round, Black History is going on. And do you think it was an? You think it was a coincidence that Black Panther was released during Black History Month? I got a secret for you, and I'll tell you in just a few minutes right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, 7-Eleven, phone number 646 for those folks out there who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on a regular basis. Thank you. It's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838 for the folks who want to call in and disrupt my flow. 646-668-2838 for the Ron Kelly Show. Okay. So Black History Month over, 28 days, Zoom passed. I really didn't notice anything, and I didn't see a whole lot on social media either. Maybe even Black folks are getting tired of Black History Month. You know, and you see these companies with these commercials about Rosa Parks and some of these people. Like, they really, really honor these people. The great Dr. Martin Luther King. See, Dr. Martin Luther King, let me tell you something about Dr. Martin Luther King. Let me divert for a second. Dr. Martin Luther King was a threat. I don't know if you heard me on a program last week. Dr. Martin Luther King was a threat because there are folks who want to keep things like this. So this is the thing Black folks have to understand. There are people who want to keep things like this. There are people who want there to be strife between Blacks and whites. There are people who are perpetuating this nonsense. And this is something that we all have to begin to understand. People want this to go on. People want division. They want angst. They want, you know, friction. There are folks who want, they don't want Black folks and white folks to propagate and to be together and live harmoniously. No, there's a lot of people out there that don't want that. And I'm not going to say they're all Trump supporters. Some of them don't like Trump, but they hate us even more. So there are folks out there who want to propagate the separation of races. There are people who want to do that. And we have to begin to understand that because we're falling right into the gap. You know, we're falling right into what these folks really actually want. And we have to, you know, we have to begin to speak about that. So those of you out there who want to call me negative and, you know, I kind of like it, actually, that you call me negative. I kind of like it. But we're going to talk about this a lot more right here on the Ron Kelly Show, 13 minutes past the hour. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ Tiny. DJ Tiny. Now, we don't play music here on the Ron Kelly Show. No. It's only talk. But DJ Tiny, if you want to hear some music, you can listen to my homie, DJ Tiny. All you house heads out there, DJ Tiny. It's DL Wild Music Radio. If I'm saying that right, somebody correct me. DL Wild Music Radio. It's Wednesday night from 8 to 10. DJ Tiny spinning for you, all you house heads, on dlwildmusicradio.com. Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, I believe it is. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. All right, 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Check me out. Facebook is The Ron Kelly Show. Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. Yeah, I am. I'm a little bit older than he is, so I was the first one, so I can claim that name of R. Kelly. So you went out and watched the Black... So everybody went out and saw Black Panther. So everybody went out and watched Black Panther for this Black History Month. And at last count, the Black Panther box office was $704 million. That's... Well, no, it's going even higher than that. Some say it's 704. It's been said it's 763. The billion is right around the corner. And, you know, it passes Wonder Woman. And all of this stuff you see here. Black Panther passes Spider-Man. It's, you know, Spider-Man 2. It's just one thing after another. People are saying that the Black Panther movie, Black Panther, jumps in the roof of a Lexus, jumps right in off of a high 20-story building. Anyway, so this thing's going to drop Deadpool and all those things that they're saying about this movie. $200 million was spent. It's probably, now, you can probably guess that this is the highest, this is the biggest budget movie starring Black folks ever. I guess we can all You know, we can agree to that. This movie, The Black Panther, which I haven't seen yet, by the way. And you can, I haven't seen it, The Black Panther. I wanted to wait until it comes out. I want to see it on a day when nobody's there, where I can actually critique it. Maybe I'll go in the matinee or something. It's not that I can't afford it, because y'all know I can afford it. But but I want to go see The Black Panther on the matinee when nobody's there. Anyway, so I'll tell you what, because I'm just running my mouth here. We're going to get back to that. We'll get back to Black Panther. We've got a couple minutes for the next break, so we'll get back to that. And we'll also talk about what's going on in Chicago. I think they have a really good idea. And I'll tell you why it can't happen here. And and I got a couple other things I want to talk to you about. And I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, I'll talk to you about this tax lien nonsense. We'll talk about that. We got a whole lot to talk about tonight. So everybody just hold on to your seats. And I just be rubbing my head sometimes. And I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny, but you just have to laugh to keep from crying with some of these situations. I'm not going to name names, but, you know, this is something that's going on in the city of Paterson, New Jersey. Shout out to the folks who listen to the radio show nationally. All over the country, folks listen to Ron Kelly Show, and I know because they come onto my page and they tell me, thanks, Jim. I want to start mentioning folks who like the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. I'll start doing that. I'll get the last two or three every week, the last couple, like the end of the, like just before the show, I'll pick the last couple people and we'll shout them out on radio. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll talk about this tax lien nonsense. We'll talk about Chicago Fire, and we'll talk about a whole lot more. This is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this.
And, you know, we'll dispense with that next commercial. We'll play it again on the second break. It's The Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to my folks in Jersey City. I was over there the other day. I had to buy two bags of chicken skins. You know, and I put a picture of chicken skins up on my Facebook for me personally, and nobody knew what they were, or maybe they just weren't interested. But those of you out there who listen to Ron Kelly Show who are from Jersey City, the steak and take is open again, but it's on Jewett Avenue this time. It's not on the corner of Bram Hall and Jackson Avenue in Jersey City. It's down on Jewett Avenue and Monticello. Yeah, they still call it Monticello. Jewett Avenue, Monticello Avenue, Jersey City. So stop in. I got two bags. Last time I was over there, because my sister lives over there too. And I like to go over there every now and then and check out some of my people. You know, even though it's been 22 years since I left Jersey City, but I still see some folks who I recognize. They recognize me, and more so on Facebook. Shout out to Sharon Allen and some of the other people. Cliff Nelson had a birthday the other day. What's up, Cliff? You know, he was one of my, I wouldn't say best friend, but he was a very good friend of mine when I was younger. All right, it's 21 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Got a lot to talk about. First, the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio, and on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. All right. So, Black Panther, right? Black Panther. And I'm seeing this stuff on Facebook, right? This nonsense on Facebook about how much Black folks contributed. And again, this is, we're talking truth here. We're not knocking nobody. So I think one person said it was $361 million of Black revenue that went into the box office for the Black Panther. And somebody else said $750 million. Oh, God. Come on. Come on. Stop. $750 million that Black will do. Oh, man, I just get a headache from this stuff. Everybody knows. First of all, it wasn't, the numbers are not out yet, but I highly doubt it was that much of a percent. I'll tell you what, those of you who are watching Ron Kelly Show right now, could you tell me what, I'll see it on the screen, at the bottom of the screen. You tell me what you think the Black contribution was to Black Panther. Before I even say anything else, I'll wait for you guys. You tell me, those of you who are watching the Ron Kelly Show right now on Facebook, Lamont and all y'all, you tell me what you think the Black percentage of the $763 million that this movie has made so far. You tell me, how much do you think of that is Black money? How much do you think of that is Black money? I'll go to another topic and I'll wait on you. How much of that do you think is Black money for Black Panther? Because, because y'all are tripping. I'll give you a few minutes. Anyway, shout out to my church family at the Christ Church in Montclair, New Jersey, Trinity Place. Y'all know the spot. Christ Church in Montclair, and they have a campus in. Shout out to Sharon Nelson, who my sister from way back in the day. Shout out to Ms. Nelson, Mom Dukes of the Block she was at one time. Hope she's doing well. Anyway, so y'all tell me how much of the $763 million or $1 billion, whatever it is, because the numbers are all over the place. How much of that is Black money? How much have Black folks contributed to the success of Black Panther? I want y'all to tell me that. So in the meantime, right, I wrote a couple things down. Well, shout out to my church family. I didn't finish that. It's Christ Church, Trinity Place in Montclair, and Green Pond Road in Rockaway. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. David Allen, who teaches, not just preaches. He teaches every Sunday. Now, don't connect me to the church, okay? I'm telling you that I don't represent the church. I'm just giving you an idea of a place where you can go and you can get your spiritual, you can get your spiritual grub on at Christ Church now. But I don't represent the church. So don't be going, oh, yeah, that guy, Ron Kelly, he was telling all this nonsense and no, I do not represent the church. I'm just shouting out to my folks who I know when I go there. And if you don't have a church home or if you're looking for a place to feel comfortable, try Christ Church. But don't associate me with the church. I do not. Okay, Ms. Hanks, I don't represent the church. The pastors and pastors represent the church. I'm not a pastor. I do not represent the church. But anyway, Christ Church is the bomb. All right, everybody. So shout out to my sister who just clicked in, who told everybody I was old without telling them I was old. She said it without saying it. Shout out to my sister, who I love dearly. So let me start with this. These tax liens, right? Now this tax lien stuff. There's a town for my national audience. It's Paterson, New Jersey, is where I lived for a long time, and they are trying to do something to Brett Shundler. Brett Shundler was a Wall Street banker or investor who wound up being the mayor of Jersey City. And this was his idea years ago. Peace be upon peace be upon Miss Holloway, who was a councilwoman in Ward F in Jersey City, who passed away. She was only 46 years old back in the day. She, matter of fact, she came in with Brett Shundler. Anyway, so Brett Shundler had this idea that he would bundle tax liens, you know, abandoned properties where people didn't pay the taxes. He had an idea that he would bundle this stuff and he would sell it. Okay, this was years and years ago, more than 20 years ago. Right. So, city of Paterson, New Jersey, for the national audience, the city of Paterson, New Jersey, located in the New York metropolitan area, is trying to do the same thing. Now, there's somebody, I'm not going to say who, but there's someone who is, and I'll get back to the Black Panther in a second. There's someone who is forwarding the idea that the people who live in the city of Paterson should be the first ones to get first dibs. Should be the first ones who get first dibs at the tax liens. Are you serious, brother? You know, somebody who I know, you know, used to cut my hair for me back in the day. I mean, really? Really? Tax liens? I mean, so what? Paterson is a depressed community. You know, the people there don't have no money. You know how much it costs to buy the land and then build on it, put in plumbing, sewage, and all? You know how much that costs? These folks don't have the money to do this stuff. They ain't got it. They ain't got it. So what difference does it make? I mean, if you put the folks, the poor folks of the city of Paterson in the front of the line to buy these tax liens, it's not going to make a difference. They don't have the money. He got the money. What difference does it make? You see, this is one of the problems that we have, and just to point that out, this is one of the problems that we have in the Black community where we don't come together. It's one person's advocating for better schools. One person is advocating for better housing. One person is advocating for more policing. One person's at for this. One person's that. One person's the other. And we got so many different people, you know, perpetuating so many different causes that none of the causes get the traction that they would get if everybody came together and did it on a national level. And so this is what I'm talking about here, because you got the Urban League, you got the NAACP, you got the National Action Network, you got the Nation of Islam. You got so many different organizations, right? There must be, I mean, that's just five right there, five of the biggest ones in America who advocate for Black folks, for example. And these are the organizations, and they each one has a different agenda. Each one has a different agenda. And I submit to you, people who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show all across the country, I submit to you that if these organizations came together, and we had to talk about this the other night. I was talking to some brothers from, I'm not sure where they're from, but we were talking about this at the cigar lounge. I like to go every now and then and enjoy a cigar occasionally. And so we were talking about this stuff, about how you got so many different organizations perpetuating so many different causes that no cause gets the traction that it deserves. And I'm going to get back to the Black Panther stuff in a minute. I did compile a little information, and my phone is dying too. I'm going to have to go to a break and plug it in. But anyway, so this is what's going on. You see, you know, we talk about making demands, right? We talk about making demands on people. Oh, I demand that they have better schools. Oh, I demand that we get better housing. I demand that we get better jobs. We deserve it. Well, see, you know, and we all know through life, you know, like when you ask your boss for a raise, if he's an honest person, he's going to look at you based on whether you deserve it or not, whether you've earned it. That's how he's going to look at you. You see? And see, when we talk about what we deserve, see, you the person who has the power has to feel like you deserve whatever it is you're asking for. And if they don't feel like you deserve it, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Now, I'm not saying that people should not fight and we shouldn't, you know, protest, but we have to do it in a concerted way. We have to do it. We have to pool our resources, just like we want to try to pool our, you know, pool our buying power. It's over $1 trillion to bring the powers that be down, so to speak. We have to pull ourselves together. We have to pull ourselves together because all of this, you know, different this and different that and this organization, that organization, and that thing, you know, we're never going to get where we're trying to go. See, because we have to remember what we were categorized as when the Constitution of the United States was written. Y'all, you know, some of y'all who know your history know what we were categorized as when the Constitution of the United States was written. And see, the Constitution, a piece of paper doesn't change how people feel. A constitutional amendment does not change how people feel. The Voting Rights Act did not change how white folks felt. It didn't change. You know. The Civil Rights Act did not change how people felt. It did not change how people felt. It did not. So, you know, we've had these acts, the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, this act, that act, you know, I forget the name of the one for school and all these things. We've had these things that they've had to make a difference in how people feel about us. People still feel the same way about us regardless of how many amendments, regardless of how many whatever is put out there. They still feel the same way. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't fight or we shouldn't protest. We shouldn't march. We should do it in a concerted way. So all of these organizations, every last one from the United States of America who advocate for the betterment of black folks should come together and do this thing together. Well, I don't like you, so I'm not working with you. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. I don't like the person, so I'm not going to work with them. I don't think they should be the leader. And I've seen some of this stuff. Because I'm a person I'm a person. Shout out to Danny Gardner. What was the name of that book? Look him up, Danny Gardner. Ofe and a Negro. I think that's what it was. Danny, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was a Negro and an Ofe. I think that was Danny Gardner's movie. I apologize for not. I mean his Danny Gardner's book, A Negro and a Ofe. I believe that was the name of Danny's book. Danny, I just saw you click on if you're still here. Post up and let me know. A Negro and an Ofe. Yep, all right, I got it. Danny, we're going to bring Danny on too. Danny was introduced to me by, I'll get back to what I was saying. Danny was introduced to me by Dr. Susana Flores, who made the book Face Hook. This one right here, Face Hook, Dr. Susana Flores. I'm on the back. I didn't make the front, but hey, I'm in the back. So Dr. Susana Flores, Face Hook Fire. Because a lot of y'all are Face Hooked, you just don't know it. Anyway, shout out to Danny Gardner, Negro and Ofe. Get that book. We all need to come together. You know, all these organizations, NAACP, Urban League, National Action Network, Nation of Islam, you know, all of these organizations need to come together. Need to come together. It's only where we're going to get where we're trying to go. We got to come together. We got to work together. There are folks who want us to be divided. There are elements of society that want us to be divided, and we're falling right into it. Even going back to Willie Lynch, the Willie Lynch Syndrome. You didn't read Willie Lynch Syndrome? I did. Read it. Willie Lynch. It'll tell you everything about why folks are the way they are today. It will tell you. So we need to break the Willie Lynch syndrome. We need to break the Willie Lynch chains that's around our necks that divide us, that have us, you know, I don't like you. I mean, who cares? We have something bigger than me or you. See, that's what I like about white folks. See, white folks will hate each other. But if they got to come together to get something done, they'll be like, I hate you, but I'm going to go back to hating you after this is over. I'm going to go back to hating you once we're done. But for right now, I gotta swallow my pride and I gotta work with you. See, that's something that is hard for us to do. That's hard for us to do. We, you know, ain't no pride. Ain't no swallowing no pride. No, I hate you. We get back to the Black Panther. Now, everybody knows that we don't buy movies, you know, in the original packaging, on the original plastic they were made on. We buy all the bootleg stuff. You know, now who out there who's listening to the Ron Kelly Show right now, not just on Facebook, but all over the country, who could say, like, they actually, and I know some people who, I know some folks who went to see Black Panther who felt obligated to go. I feel obligated to go. I refuse to watch it on that Fire Stick that's real popular in our neighborhood. The Fire Stick is stealing, basically. And all this kind of stuff. But you know, we buy bootleg stuff. Because if you go anywhere in the hood, anybody who's hawking anything is going to be bootleg. I know because I've purchased it myself. So I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou. I have purchased bootleg stuff myself. Bootleg movies, bootleg music. I have bought it. But I keep losing the CDs, so I don't buy it anymore. But y'all know we buy bootleg. Now, let's say somebody came down here and was selling Black Panther for the price is going to be going for like $19. Now, who's going to buy it? Who's going to buy shout out to Dalton Price, keeping us safe out here. Bronze Shields, I believe it is, the Bronze Shields. Shout out to Dalton Price, Bronze Shields, I believe it is. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me. Now, who's going to buy Black Panther for $20? Raise your hand. No. You know, we buy the bootleg stuff. You go up and down. You go anywhere. You go to Newark. You go to Jersey City, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, or maybe not San Francisco, but, you know, any urban setting, you're going to see people buying bootleg stuff. You're going to see people buying bootleg, or they're going to have that Amazon Fire Stick. They're going to try to find some way to buy or watch particular program without paying. So anybody who thinks for a second that our people spent $736 million on this Black Panther movie has had too much to drink. This movie is, you know, see, I'll tell you who's watching the movie. And well, I may have to go to break in a couple, so I'll tell you who's watching the movie, and we'll talk about Chicago and what Chicago was doing to make their the innovative way the Chicago is what Chicago is doing to make their shopping area safe that New Jersey will never ever do. Never. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Oh boy. When we come back. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com. does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkittPromotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkittPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkittPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A plus rating. Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. 18 minutes left to the program. 18 minutes left. I just got a few hits on Twitter. R. Kelly Radio Show on Twitter. The Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. And on Instagram is R. Kelly. It's real R. Kelly one. Okay. Getting a little discombobulated here. Okay, shout out to my homeboy. You heard me talk about him earlier. DJ Tiny, for all you house heads out there, you can check him out on Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night from 8 to 10. It's DJ Tiny. It's DLWildMusicRadio.com. DLWildMusicRadio.com. For you house heads out there, you can check him out on Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com, RonKellyShow.com. Black Panther. I didn't go see it. I'm sure it was good. I didn't watch it yet. I plan to. I'm gonna watch Black Panther like a movie critic. I'm gonna sit in the theater by myself, and I'm gonna check it out. But y'all know we buy bootleg stuff. Y'all know that we buy bootleg stuff. So when the Black Panther DVD comes out, I want to see how many of y'all. Matter of fact, we're gonna come back. I want y'all to take a selfie of you with the Black Panther DVD of the original packaging. Because you know we don't buy stuff. Anyway, it's 15 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for everybody for watching and joining and checking me out on a Thursday night. I'm going to break up out of here. I'm going over to the Cigar Lounge. As soon as I close this show out, I'm going to the Cigar Lounge in Montclair and sit back and relax for the cappuccino. Anyway, it's one of my favorite things to do. There's no weed in the cigar, by the way. There's no weed in my cigar. In case you're wondering, I thought I'd let you know. Okay, so Chicago. Yeah, I was listening to the radio today. I listened to other radio shows, not to copy them, but I just to critique some of the other shows. And I was listening to WBON. WBON, Perry Small. WBON. WB is in Victor, O, N is in Nancy. I forget the numbers. WBON in Chicago. And now Chicago Loop. Now, some of you who've been to Chicago, I've never been there. I do plan on going because I got some business over there that I have to take care of. Ron Kelly's show might be coming out of Chicago. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. I really don't want to move to Chicago, but if the money is right, I'm out of here. I just have to buy a few more shovels. Anyway, so they had a lady on. Now, the Chicago Loop, I posted the picture of this on my Facebook page. For me, Ron Kelly, about the Chicago Loop Alliance hiring armed security guards to patrol the shopping district in Chicago, the Loop, Chicago Loop. So somebody, so there's an alliance of just like, you know, in some places they have the special improvement district. In some areas they call it that, and it depends on what state you're from. So in Chicago, it's called the Chicago Loop Alliance. And they hired armed security guards with the power of arrest. These are not constables or any other nonsense like that. I was a constable for 6 years. It's the most frustrating thing I've ever done in my life. I'll talk about that later. But I'll never be a constable again. But now they hired these security guards to patrol the shopping areas. Just like, let's say, for downtown Patterson or Newark Broad Market, for example, you would have these armed security guards. So the power of arrest, they don't work for the city. They're not paid by the city. They work for the Chicago Loop Alliance. And so they at WBON, I'm listening to Perry Small this morning, 8 o'clock Chicago time, Central time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. But she comes on at 9 Central time. It will be 10 here in Eastern time because they're an hour behind us. So they have the lady who's the president of the Chicago Loop Alliance on the show, and they're talking to her about having the armed guards with the power of arrest on the walking around. And this Perry Small trying to make it seem, I mean, she's just so unprofessional, trying to make it seem like, you know, like what about the rest of the city? Well, what about it? What about it? See, she's trying to make it seem like the Chicago Loop Alliance is responsible for the whole Chicago crime situation. Like, well, you know, what does that say to people when they see these guards? They're going to say, like, we don't want you down here. Well, yeah. Yeah, if you're a criminal, that's what it says. We don't want you down here. If you're a shoplifter, if you're a panic, yeah, that's what it's supposed to say. We don't want you down here. So this is like total nonsense, what she was saying. What the hell are you talking about? Anybody, if somebody's going on there shopping, they're going to be glad to see those security guards there. And they have guns. You can't do security these days without a gun. I was an armed security guard. I carried a gun. I wouldn't be a security guard without a gun. I wouldn't care if I was. I was a security guard at McDonald's. McDonald's, why would anybody need a gun at McDonald's? But I was a security guard at McDonald's, and I carry a gun. Because that's the world we live in today. So anybody who's going down there shopping is going to be happy to see those security guards there. You want to know, like, hey, all right, nobody's going to snatch my bag. Or at least if they do, one of these guys might be able to catch me. But she made it seem like it was anti-black. And we got to get off of that anti, you know, everything is anti-black. They're all against us and these theories. I mean, yeah, they are against us to a degree. They are against us. But I mean, come on. Give me a break. You know, these people, you know, if I own a business and I've contributed money to this special improvement district, yeah, and I want security. I want people who come shopping at my spot to know that they're going to be all right. Yeah, sure. So but she's making it seem like she's making it seem like some kind of anti-black thing. I mean, come on, give me a break. It's not anti-black. It's not anti-black. But she's making it seem like it's anti-black. Oh, you know, people might come down there and they might say to them that we don't want you down here. Yeah, it should. If you are down there and you're up to no good, it should say we don't want you down here. We got to stop with this. You know, everything. Come on. Shout out to my boy Reggie, who we were chilling out Saturday. Shout out to all people who came on the who tuned into the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to all of y'all who checked me out today. It's about 10 minutes left to the show. So I mean, come on, we gotta stop this. I mean, that didn't make any sense at all to me. That just because you put security guards in the shopping district, they're there to protect a certain demographic. Yeah, who the shopper? I mean, about the black shopper or the white shopper, they're there to protect the shopper, period. See, but this is something that'll never happen in New Jersey. Never happen, ever. The New Jersey is a police state. Don't get it twisted. You know, New Jersey is a police state. You got 500 and something communities, and each one of them have police departments. Each one of them. New Jersey's a police state. Don't get it twisted. You know, and you think the NRA is powerful? The PBA and the FOP? The NRA has nothing on the NRA has nothing on the FOP and the PBA. They have nothing. See, the FOP and the PBA do it very quietly. The NRA is about headlines. But you're never going to have armed guards walking around protecting an area in New Jersey. Never. I mean, a pup on the street with the power of arrest, you're never going to have that. Never. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. Because in New Jersey and in a lot of states, the PBA and the FOP control everything. Like I said, I live in Montclair. Now, Montclair has a population big enough to need a police department. But Glenridge, there's 25 people who live in Glenridge, and they have a police department. East North, how many people live in East North? 12? 8? And they have a police department. 24 hours a day. When Kearney is right there, I believe Kearney does, I believe Kearney, New Jersey, does sub some of its cops out to East North. I mean, come on. Come on. Oh, by the way, we invited Mike Jackson. I don't do local politics anymore. But I was curious about Mike Jackson, whether Mike Jackson would come on to the Ron Kelly Show. But now, y'all know Mike Jackson, who's running for mayor, city of Patterson. Like, I don't do local politics. I did a lot of it today. I usually don't do local politics. I do national politics. This is a national radio show. But and I was just curious to see if Mike Jackson, sorry, Miss Jackson, I wanted to see if Mike Jackson would come on to the Ron Kelly Show. And he seemed real eager at first. And I don't have nothing against Mike Jackson. I have nothing against him. He's never done anything to me. I really have never even met the man. We did invite him on the Ron Kelly Show just to see if he would come on the show. And, you know, of course we got to run around. Which I really don't care because when he comes on the show or not, big deal. Y'all know me. If you don't come on the show, if I invite you on the show, you'll come. You never get invited again. That's it. Not that I'm mad, just that I see where you're at. So. Yeah, so we invite Jackson, who is running for mayor of the city of Jersey, of Patterson, along with 2,700 other people. It's going to be very interesting in May to see what happens. That's March, April, May. It's only 2 months, actually, starting today. 2 months till the 5th of May and the election. Not just in New Jersey, not just in Patterson, New Jersey, but there's mayoral contests going on across the country. Anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. About 6 minutes left. I'm breaking out of here in just a couple seconds and go do my thing. You know how I do. I want to thank everybody who do. Thank everybody who do listen to the Ron Kelly Show, who does, I should say. And we really, really appreciate you. Like I said, I was ready to hang it up a couple weeks ago. I was done. I said, I'm finished with this radio stuff. Because people who know me intimately know I've been on radio for a long time. You know, but sometimes, you know, it's not always somebody else's fault. You know, sometimes yours. You may be not trying hard enough. You know, I was at this girl lounge one night, and this young dude in his 20s was trying to tell me about the radio business. I said, you on the radio? He says, no. I said, oh, really? So he's trying to tell me about the radio business. And I really wasn't trying to hear it. And I was with my friend B, Bunny. I was with my friends, my homeboy right there, Bunny. It's my man's in there. Right there. And because he has my best interest at heart, and I believe it and I know it. Not everybody does. Not everybody I know does. And not everybody who say they do does. But I know he does. And so there was this young dude there, and he was talking about the radio business. I said, well, you're on the radio? He says, no. So I said, well, are you in radio business? He says, no. So I'm just ready to shut down. But my boy pointed out to me, he said, you know, man, you know, sometimes, there's, you know, it's not about what the person knows about what you do. You know, they can still help you out. And the guy was saying, he said, yo, man, you're not grinding like you should be. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, you're not, you should be every waking moment, you should be hitting up a, you should be talking to somebody, you should be talking to a, you should be hitting up a program director, you should be talking to a VP of operations, you should be all the people you know on LinkedIn, all the connections you have on LinkedIn, you should be hitting those people up who can do something for you. Hit him up. You know, he was 100% right. He was 100% right. So sometimes our worst enemy is ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes our worst enemy is ourselves. Sometimes we just don't try hard enough. And, you know, yeah, I can make an excuse, which I've done in the past, and say, hey, well, I work, you know. So what? Now, if I got time to do this show, I got time to do research on a computer. If I got time to do this radio program, I have time to go on my LinkedIn and start just banging out messages, whether they read them or not, just banging out messages, because eventually somebody is going to hook up. Because they don't have American Idol for radio people. You know, they don't have nothing for radio people, actually. All you got is your demo. That's the only thing that you have. Now I was ready to drop my radio career, period. I was like, man, this ain't working out. I'm tired. You know. So lo and behold, I looked on the ratings, and the ratings were down. I'm on Block Talk Radio anyway. They're up in other places, but they're down where I broadcast the show from, which I was very concerned about. And lo and behold, I went into the analytics of the program, and everything was up. The only thing that wasn't up was how long people listen to the show. People listen to the show for an average of 43 minutes, which is cool because, you know, nobody's going to listen to a show all the whole hour. People got lives and stuff to do. Anyway, there's about 2.5 minutes left to the program. I want to thank everybody who listens to the show. Shout out to our church family. I'll be there Sunday, of course, at Christ Church in Green Pond Road in Rockaway. So if you don't have a place to worship, you want to go to a non-controversial place where they don't pass the basket around 18 times. The building fund, you got to give something to the guest pastor. This fund, that fund, the other fund. So by the time you get finished, you know, the basket, you see the basket so many times, you can read what's, you know, you can read what's on the side of it. Our church is a beautiful place. It's non-controversial. You know, you get the word and you leave. Praise and worship, the word, you leave. That's it. Very simple. No controversy. No sister. This one is you know, none of that stuff. Nobody's rolling around on the floor. I grew up in a church where everybody rolled around on the floor. And, you know, that's what you want to do. That's fine. But here we don't do that. Not that it's wrong. We just don't do, they just don't do it in my church. So it's Christ Church, Trinity Place in Montclair, and Green Pond Road in Rockaway, if you're looking for a church home. And once again, check out my boy next week, DJ Tiny, is on DL Wild Music Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. All the house music you can stand. Okay, so go out and watch Black Panther. When the DVD comes out, make sure you get the DVD. Don't buy no bootleg. Make sure when Black Panther comes out on DVD, you make sure you play. All right, 60 seconds left. I'm out of here. Join me next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see if Mike Jackson, you know, we'll see what he does. And his henchman, Ron Hicks. No, let me stop. We'll see what he does. That's about 45 seconds left. All right, everybody. So next week, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Maybe we can convince Lamont Gates to come on. Lamont Gates, the unflappable one. Maybe we can convince Lamont Gates to come on to the program and spit some knowledge at y'all, graduate student. All right. 20 seconds left. All right, I'm out of here, everybody. Let me break out. I got to go. So we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, be nice to someone short. Someone short. Might have to be nice to you. Take care, everybody. I'm done.